interview brought to you by Wall Street Reporter. Since 1843, Wall Street Reporter, the trusted source for investors seeking opportunities.
Yes, hi, good day from Wall Street. My name is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Today I am interviewing William McCartney from Watts Water Technologies. And Watts trades under in the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol WTS. Thanks for joining us today, William.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Great. Can you start off with a an overview of the company, bring us back up to speed?
Sure, I'd love to. Well, Watts is a company. We're about traded on the New York Exchange, as you mentioned. Our revenue for 2008 was approximately $1.4 billion, and we are an international company with approximately 45% of our revenue outside the United States. We have a very strong presence in Europe, and we're manufacturing products that address the water market for residential and commercial construction applications. About half our products go into residential and half into commercial. And the other point we like to make as we provide an overview is about half of our products are tied to new construction and half into the repair market. And the repair market is heavily skewed towards what we consider to be non-discretionary purchases. As an example, when your plumbing or your heating system breaks down, you really don't have a choice. You have to have those types of repairs made. So that helps provide a bit of a buffer to the tough economic conditions that we face right now.
And, yeah, can you talk about some of the ways that you guys are positioned to brave the storm for the tough economic market?
Sure. First of all, you know, I believe that we've been very proactive in preparing for this. Early in 2008, we began a very active cost reduction program and a program to improve our cash power. In the fall of 2008, we had a series of reductions in force. We've adjusted our payroll levels of all of our employees. We also have announced several plant closures, which are beginning that in that project now. And we're looking at several other projects along those lines as well. So we are working very actively to reduce our cost base and improve our operating leverage in trying to prepare for improved profitability as the economy improves. We've also, in the fourth quarter of 2008, we sold one of our underperforming divisions in China, and that resulted in us being profitable in our China segment during the fourth quarter, so we're very pleased about that. Additionally, though, you know, early in, we'll say late 2006 and during 2007 and early 2008 as well, we really spent a lot of time in terms of training our management and upgrading the management where necessary to implement lean manufacturing processes and techniques in the company. As a result of that, during 2008, we had one of the best cash years in the history of the company, where we had $121 million of free cash flow, which that $121 million equates to about 190% of our net income. So that's really world-class performance. We're also going to continue on this road of lean manufacturing, and we're looking forward to a good cash year in 2009 as well. When we look at our balance sheet at the end of 2008, our net debt to cap was 22%. We don't have any liquidity events in the near future. So when we look at our sort of liquidity, cash position, and cash flow, we think we're in a pretty strong position to not only weather the economy, but to continue to make strategic investments. You know, at Watts, a big portion of our growth has come from our acquisition program, and we're, despite the tough economy, we're in a good position to continue that during the upcoming 12 months.
Okay, and you guys also had a recent acquisition of Blucher Metals. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we did. Blucher Metals is based in Denmark, and we acquired Blucher in the summer of 2008. And Blucher was the largest acquisition we've done in the history of our company. And Blucher is a leader in the manufacture and distribution in Europe of stainless steel drainage systems, and they have revenue of approximately $90 million. We were very happy to acquire Blucher. It comes with a very strong management team. It's the number one brand in drains in Europe, and it gives us a new platform in Europe. One of the things we have in Europe is we have a very strong heating platform and a very strong plumbing platform, and we were looking for a third platform to provide some additional growth opportunities for us, and Blucher provides us that. So we look at Blucher after being as part of Watts for 6 months. We're pleased with the progress that we've seen and the performance that Blucher has provided. And we've identified, you know, several growth areas for Blucher over the next coming years. A couple of things, just to mention a couple of the specifics. Blucher has very strong market share in Northern Europe, not so much in Southern Europe, so we're incorporating some of their sales activities into our distribution channels in Southern Europe. We've all opened an office in Dubai in combination with our existing Watts plumbing and heating businesses, so that'll be providing us some growth in the Middle East. We're looking at extending Blucher's distribution into the United States. They have a very minor presence, and so there'll be some opportunities as we incorporate them into our existing drainage business in the States. And, of course, this is our first drain acquisition in Europe, but it's opening some opportunities, potential opportunities, for other acquisitions in the drainage field in Europe. So very pleased with the performance so far of Blucher.
Great. And, once again, Watts Water trades under New York Stock Exchange symbol WTS, right now trading a little bit north of 1950. Can you talk about some of the reasons why investors should consider the company right now?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, when we think about a little bit longer term versus just the upcoming 6 to 12 months, which will be difficult for all industrial companies, but we believe that we're very well positioned to take advantage of trends that are developing and will become even stronger trends as we come out of this economy. Specifically, I'm talking about the conservation of both energy and water. Currently, in Europe, we have the number one position around using alternative fuels to heat water. So we're providing the electronic controls, the manifolds, the safety and control packages to safely use solar and geothermal and pellet boilers to heat water. So these are very energy-efficient products. And we believe that the trends for that are very early in the United States, but that will provide a good opportunity for growth, again, as the economy improves. Water conservation continues to be an important area of growth throughout the world, and we have a significant product portfolio that allows people to conserve water and still maintain a very comfortable use of water while they're conserving it. We've grown significantly over the years through our acquisition program. We participate in a market that's very fragmented, and that we have the balance sheet and the cash flows to continue that, so acquisitions will continue to be an important part of our growth strategy. But additionally, you know, we have the number one brand in our space in North America, and we're a leading brand in Europe. So the strength of the brand will get us through a difficult economy, but also allows us to tack on acquisitions under that brand name, and that provides a good, solid growth avenue for us. We have the broadest product offering and the broadest distribution capability of anyone in the industry. Approximately half the revenue of Watts is replacements, so that gives us a good recurring revenue stream. And, you know, we have a long history of providing growth, and we think the model that has provided that is still in place. We have two-thirds of our revenue comes from products that are required by plumbing code to be installed. So we're strong advocates of code development and code education and code enforcement. So as the world becomes more complex, and particularly in the emerging markets, codes continue to develop and provide opportunities for us as well. So, you know, we think we're well positioned to get through this difficult economy and then to react and respond to the trends that are going to develop immediately thereafter.
Well, we certainly do look forward to tracking the progress over the upcoming months. Actually, can you talk a little bit more about how you are positioned to take advantage of some of these trends in international markets such as China?
Sure. If you look at our business in China now, we have a very solid position in the infrastructure market where we're supplying very large diameter valves into the water pipeline market as well as the hydroelectric market. Now, when you look at the recent commitment by the Chinese government, they're going to inject almost $560 billion into that infrastructure market, so we will have some benefit from that. Additionally, if the forecast over the next 10 years is for more than 200 million people in China to leave the farms and be moving into urban settings. So the urban expansion in China is going to continue at a rapid pace, and all those folks are going to need additional pipelines to support their water needs. Additionally, when we look at the commercial construction markets in China, we have a very small presence there, and the codes are developing and becoming more important in China. And as that happens, we'll be able to sell more of the types of products that we sell both in Europe and in the United States into those commercial construction markets. So we think that China will become a bigger part of our company over the next 5 to 10 years, both from just introducing products into that market and as that market itself expands.
Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us today, Mr. McCartney. This is an interview with William McCartney with Watts Water Technologies.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.